all me. Brought it down from Oklahoma City. Yeah. How about this weather and the food? Round of applause again for your county party. You know, Joe and I have been friends for over 20 years. I know it's crazy to think about that, but we kind of got involved and started in this political process really almost at the same time. And a good county party chair cooks his own food, so he's netting most of the money that's raised. That's how it's done at a local county party. So, again, a round of applause specifically for Joe, chairman of your party. This is not easy. It is very difficult to do these kind of events. Very difficult. But I want to talk about how important it is. I kind of want to start there, and I'll tell you a little bit certainly about what's going on down at the state capitol and my role as your lieutenant governor. But this is a county party fundraiser. And as my bio kind of mentioned, I've been in a lot of political foxholes for the last 20 years. This is my first elected position, but I kind of grew up in politics at the Oral Roberts University. That's right. The Oklahoma University. No, it is the Oral Roberts University, where body, mind, and spirit, only university in the country that does that, ladies and gentlemen. Can I get an amen? I'll preach a little bit if you want me to preach too. But at ORU, I started getting involved in politics, and I've been really involved since then, and been in a lot of foxholes. Really, my passion was to really work with good men and women that I wanted to get elected to office, and I did that for a very long time until some doors were open to me to do it myself. But I got involved with running campaigns and then in the party process. From city council to up to presidential elections. And one of the biggest mistakes that the Democrat Party made, when a guy named Barack Obama, remember that guy? Long gone. But one of the biggest mistakes that he made was creating Organizing for America. Remember that? When he created this Organizing for America, he thought he was smarter than the Democrat Party apparatus when he got elected president. And so he created a separate entity and pulled all the money away from the Democrat Party and put it into his own little piggy bank, essentially, is what he did. And when he did that, the state party apparatus, Democrat Party apparatus, really died. I mean, a lot of ways. Yes, it was the liberal policies, no doubt about it. But it was also because they stopped organizing. They stopped organizing at a county level. And when that happened, they lost thousands and thousands of state house, state senate races, U.S. Congress race, and senators across the country. And I think what's lost through that process, a lot of people think, well, Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, and what they tried to build. Yes, but I would say an equal amount of the from a policy perspective, was they stopped organizing. And I think it's a great reminder, a very good reminder to us, that we have to make sure that we don't make that same mistake. We do not make that same mistake. We have to have a strong state party, but a state party can't do it all. David McLean can't do it all by himself. We have 77 counties in this state. And yes, a lot of people in Oklahoma City don't realize that, do they, Senator? Yes. We remind them often that there are 77 counties in this state, not just Tulsa and Oklahoma City. And I am proud. I am proud to stand up. Yes, I'm your 17th lieutenant governor, but I'm your first lieutenant governor in state history from Northeast Oklahoma. That's right. And thank God there is no lieutenant governor mansion in Oklahoma City, only a governor mansion. And because of that, I'm not moving my family from Tulsa. We're going to stay in Northeast Oklahoma as your lieutenant governor, and so I will be here a lot. And I was actually here even more recent than that last. I threw out the first pitch at the cricket tournament, that's right. I said, listen, that is as unique of an event. There's nowhere else in the state where that happens. Right here in Bartlesville, we brought teams from all across the country. Next year, we had, five or six teams this year, four teams. We're going to have 14 next year. That was I laid down the flag on that one. I know it was a little ambitious. But that is a great branding for our state to show how diverse we are. But yes, I had no idea how to do it, but I did it. And at least it's not whole really on video. But I was here, and I'll be back again, yes, in November. But know how important this is of building your party locally. We're dubbed the reddest state in the country. And yes, we're very red. But if we just think that we can sit on our lazy boys and continue to be the reddest state in the country, it's not going to work. It will not work. And I know we continue to say that each and every election cycle is the most election cycle. So I will continue with that, to say that in 2020 is one of the more important election cycles in our lifetime. It is. I mean, you got a couple more Supreme Court justices over the age of 80 that are going to retire, and they're waiting. They're waiting to see what happens in 2020. Thankfully, we've gotten to, that our president has gotten to, but there's more to come, and they're going to wait to see what happens in that presidential election cycle. But again, from party to party, from state to state, and from county to county, this is how you build your local state and your local county parties. One of the other things that we certainly were doing when I was, again, went from being state chairman, we exported how we do things here in the state nationally. I mean, when Reince Priebus called me and said, hey, you did a great job of running Oklahoma, and we did, because all of us did it together, I said, why don't you come help run this thing with me? Because we seem to be able to win congressional races and U.S. Senate races, but we can't figure out how to win a presidential election. You know, it had been a while since we had won a presidential election. He said, come do this thing with me. And so from 2013 to 2017 was in literally every state in the country, rebuilding those state parties. I mean, that was my job. And all I was doing was taking what we did here and doing it in every other state. And I know that's simple, but we kept the big thing in Oklahoma. It's the blocking and tackling. That again, far too many states miss that part of it. We know how to organize, and we know how to deploy to other states too, which it's coming, by the way. Get ready for it. To be asked by your state chairman to get on a bus come next year and go to Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Florida. Those four states. Get ready for it. I mean, mark it on your calendars right now. And I know we need to help here locally too. Don't get me wrong. And we will, Senator, if we need to. But we also need to take troops across state line into other states to make sure that we get that man reelected. It's critically important. But we did the blocking and tackling. And when I would go into other states, they would say, how did you do it in Oklahoma? And we unlit. We have all the same problems a lot of these other states have. Extremely diverse. We don't all get along, right? I mean, I know we're Republicans, but it doesn't mean we just all get along on every single issue. It's not how it works on the Republican side. It's not how it works on the Democrat side. But this organization matters so much. So much. And I need to make sure that you stay dedicated to it, because it's not this isn't normal where you just fill up every single chair. I mean, it takes a local county party that dedicates their time. It's a thankless job in a lot of ways. Joe, you're not paid a whole lot of money, right? Yeah, right. Yeah. No six-figure salary that Joe's locking down to do this. I wouldn't have gotten elected myself without people getting involved and being active. Earl Sears. Round of applause for the Earl Sears. And naturally, the loudest applause line, and I mean this, was a real mentor of mine. Senator Ford, who's also in the House. Again, they're too young. They're too young to be fathers of mine. Okay, they're so young. They're so young. So they're really like colleagues, right? I mean, I can say mentor though. I can say mentor. They did it the right way down at the state capitol, and they've returned certainly to their communities and are continuing to do amazing things in this area. But I couldn't have done it without them when I was state chairman. I mean, the foxholes that we were in together, couldn't have done it. And now you have new elected officials that are just doing a fantastic job in your communities. But you got to make sure that when an Earl Sears or a Senator Ford, when they pass that baton, that there's somebody to pass that baton to. They wanted to leave things better. And the only way to do that is for them to be able to pass the baton. And they've done it. We've done it here. But unfortunately, a lot of communities aren't doing it that way. He can't do it by himself. He can't do it by himself. And these state reps and state senators that you all have, and please continue to send them to me down to the state capitol, they can't do it by themselves. It takes the grassroots of the party. It's the only way that we will continue to be a free state and a free country. It's republic, right? If you can keep it. We forget that way too often. Republic, if you can keep it. And so continue to do what you're doing right here. If you run into somebody at the grocery store, maybe on your way home, because listen, I know this election cycle that we're about to get into, probably going to be the nastiest presidential election campaign we'll ever see. If you thought Hillary versus Trump was something, get ready. Get ready. You haven't seen anything. You've seen Elizabeth Warren. I mean, Hillary Clinton's one thing. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, the rest of them, the 16 traveling circus, they're doing what we had to do 4 years ago. And I was on that train when we had to get through, when there were 16 Republicans. They're now dealing with the same thing. I have something for you to print off. Trump makes it really easy, and the White House makes it really easy. You need to go to whitehouse.gov, and you need to print off this. It's 3 pages long, but it's bullet pointed out. When you run into somebody at the grocery store or anywhere else in your town, say, why should I vote for that guy again? Then they start talking about his tweets or something. Russia or whatever else that they're spewing on the news channels that night. Just print off Trump administration accomplishments. It's straightforward and very easy to read. I'll just read you a few of these. Almost 4 million jobs created since the election. More Americans are now employed than ever recorded before in our history. We've created more than 400,000 manufacturing jobs since his election. Economic growth last quarter hit 4.2%. Hadn't happened in a long time. Long time. African American unemployment has recently achieved the lowest rate ever recorded. Hispanic American unemployment at the lowest rate ever recorded. Asian American unemployment recently achieved the lowest rate ever recorded. Under my administration, veterans unemployment recently reached its lowest rate in nearly 20 years. Almost 3.9 million Americans have been lifted off food stamps since his election. I mean, think about that. 3.9 million people. The pledge to American workers, and this is a big one. I talk about this. If you've heard me give a speech, you know how big I am on vocational training. The pledge to American workers has resulted in employers committing to train more than 4 million Americans. We are committed to vocational education. Can I get an amen? Okay. Not everybody needs to go to college. We got 60% of the jobs in the state could be filled tomorrow by going down to one of our world-class career tech facilities. World-class. We're already top 10 with career tech in Oklahoma. It's time we start talking about it a little bit more. And 95% of U.S. manufacturers are optimistic about the future. That optimism piece is a really big deal. I think we've been really down, unfortunately, as Americans. And it's something that Governor Stitt and I are trying to make sure that, again, you're already seeing it in the approval ratings that you see here locally. From where we came from to what the, again, it is, it's a Stitt-Pinnell administration. I know we don't run as a ticket, but we're operating as a ticket in the state of Oklahoma. I think it's a good thing when you have a Republican and when you have a governor and lieutenant governor that are working together and singing off the same song sheet for once in a very long time. And we're operating that way. But that optimism is really important. Really important. And it's one of the certainly the my leading tasks as your Secretary of Tourism and Branding. And I want to speak to that, certainly to give you an update. Because, yes, it's tourism, and we're going to be a top 10 tourism state, right? Yeah. I mean, as sales tax dependent as we are as a state, we're the most sales tax dependent state in the country. In the country. So we better go after some of the easiest dollars to go after, and those are tourism dollars. And again, the great news, no state can match our heritage and our history. No state. We know what the Pioneer Woman's doing. You all are well aware of it. We're not all the Pioneer Woman, okay? Everything she seems to be touching these days turns to gold. But no state can match our heritage and our history. How we were founded, that pioneering spirit, we've got to double down on our differences. But what makes us unique as a state? Let's not try to turn ourselves into something that we're not. Let's just be Oklahoma. Let's be Oklahoma. We've spent far too much time in this country trying to be something that we're not. And we've realized, again, if we're just Oklahomans and we stand up and we're proud of who we are, it sells. It sells to people looking to relocate. It sells to people looking to retire and relocate somewhere. And it certainly sells to tourists. Certainly sells to tourists. But on top of that, we've got to make sure that we rebrand the state of Oklahoma. I hope you are not okay with Oklahoma is okay as our slogan, right? I mean, let's take the Twitter bird off the license plate, right? I know it's not a Twitter bird, but it looks like we got a Twitter bird on our license plate. This is the crossroads of America. This isn't Maine. It's a crossroads. You get 35 to 40% of the cars and trucks on our roads every single day, beating up our roads every day, are not even from here. But they're crossing into this state, and what are we showing them? That those first impressions. I am the executive director of the first impressions department inside the state. And we have not had a statewide elected official in a really long time that cared about those things. So, I mean, look, visually, you know what I'm talking about. You cross over the invisible line into Oklahoma, and what do you see? You see a welcome to Oklahoma sign that's halfway fallen down, right? Faded. It's got some slogan. Each location that you come in the state has a different slogan. Discover the excellence. I don't know when we thought we'd slap that on a billboard and put it up next to it, but we must have at some point. You go about another, you know, half mile, and you see the Red Rose tombstones. People refer to them as tombstones, folks. That's not a good thing. You know what I'm talking about, right? The red Rock Rose, right? That's our state rock. Great. I'm glad it is, but I don't think it should be the front door to our state. You go about another half a mile, and you see what? Welcome centers. What do people want to do when they go to welcome centers? They need to probably go to the bathroom. Over 1.5, actually, it's closer to 2 million people every year go to our welcome centers. And what are we showing them, folks? Not a really good product when it comes to those bathrooms. I have jokingly said I'm on a visitor center visits. If you're okay with me calling them toilet tours, I call it a toilet tour. I'm going to literally every welcome center in the state. Actually, just finished this last week. Not telling them I'm showing up. And your lieutenant governor goes into that welcome center. I go into those bathrooms to see the state of their bathroom facilities. I have no ego about my job, as you can tell. I think that matters, though. It matters big time. Because when I was in Salisaw 2 weeks ago, they said 300,000 people come to this welcome center. And they want to take a picture in front of something that says Oklahoma. They don't have it. And so they tell them to walk into a field behind the welcome center with a halfway fallen over water tower that kind of says Oklahoma alongside of it. We're better than that. We're a whole lot better than that. Texas does it a whole lot better than that. Arkansas does it a whole lot better than that. Why are we not doing that? And I tell you, it's because we haven't had a statewide elected official whose job it is to do that. And now you got it. And I think that, again, blocking and tackling, and it is blocking and tackling. You know, we got to be excellent in the small things first. I think we can walk and chew gum at the same time. Believe me, we got some things at the state capitol we got to fix too. But I want you to know I'm not going to get caught following a shiny object somewhere for a year and a half and get off the track of tourism and branding, and again, yes, small business growth in this state, because I think that's where we can really move the needle. And we're going to do it. So between now and the end of the year, I have what we've called Oklahoma X, which is our Project Blue Sky. I went out, I personally recruited about 150 of the most creative people in the state of Oklahoma to come together to give us some public service to create the brand. So we didn't go out, Governor Stitt and I, we're pretty close, sorry. Governor Stitt and I did not go out and just hire a public relations firm for $1 million to tell us what our brand is. We've tried that, didn't work. So how about we bring in this next generation, we bring in some creative minds to and again, put research behind it as well, to build that brand. And that's what we're gonna do between now and the end of the year. So the first quarter of next year, we'll have uniform branding on our government website. Because what people tell us when they go to that website, they don't even know if they're on an official government website. That's how bad it is. How, you know, there's five different logos for the state of Oklahoma. It's got to change. And I think those things matter. So yes, the I Love New York, Virginia's for Lovers, Pure Michigan, there's going to be a logo and a slogan, but it's bigger than that. What is the story that we're telling, and not just Oklahomans, and that next generation that's growing up in a state that we want them to be proud of? My four kids, and your kids and grandkids. But from there, what are we showing America, and what are we showing the world? I mean, we've got multiple languages being spoken right in Bartlesville and Pawhuska every single weekend. I mean, they come to Oklahoma to spend tourism dollars because it's the front door to all the rest of the economic development that we want to do. And we got to show them a better product. We've got to show them a better product. So that branding effort is something that I'm pretty laser focused on as your lieutenant governor. The small business piece, and I'll really end on this. You know, my wife came to me 6 years ago and said, "Babe, I've got an idea for a business. We got to go to get a shopping cart." That's a whole other story, but you can imagine where we went and got a shopping cart. Just think, in the middle of the night, went and got a shopping cart. It was created, by the way. A shopping cart was invented in Oklahoma, if you didn't know that. My wife literally taught herself how to sew. We were packaging these up in our kitchen. Jesus take the wheel moment for us, for sure. And you go anywhere with shopping carts today, you see a mom or dad pushing a shopping cart with those little hammocks clipped in those shopping carts. That's my wife. She invented that, the Binksy Baby shopping cart hammock. An amazing American dream story. We got a number of baby products we're launching by the end of the year. But we had no idea where to go for money, for startup cash. I mean, you know, we found a good patent attorney. Again, moms, the mom blog world is the most powerful force on human earth, which is not fake news. That is true. And because moms loved our product, our product sold. But most businesses in the state of Oklahoma or around the country are looking for, where do they go for help? And if they can't find help, they're going to Dallas, Kansas City, Denver, and Houston for that help. And a lot of times, they never come back. And we have to get off that train. The governor realizes that as someone who's run a business. I realize that as someone who's now run a business. And so we're tenacious about this. I want you to know that we are laser focused on that generation that might have an idea for a business or wants to stay here, but they can't stay here because they can't find a job. We've got to make sure that is keeping the big thing, private sector job growth across 77 counties has got to be the leading goal of government policies at our state capital, because there's 28 million people down there in that nation down there. Again, that state that I mentioned, I usually don't mention the name of the state, but it's down there. They think they're a nation because there's 28 million people down there. And that's a whole lot of people buying a house, paying very high property taxes, and supporting their local public schools. A, B, C. Connect the dots. That's how it works. That's how commerce works. And your elected officials understand that here locally. And we're going down to the state capitol. We're trying to keep the big thing. Because it's critically important with those conservative principles. We win on ideas. The Republican Party wins on ideas. When we put our ideas out in the marketplace, let the people decide. Let's let the people decide. It's what Trump did 4 years ago. That silent majority in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania that had been forgotten, oh, they got it when Trump started talking about what he wanted to do as president of the United States and those accomplishments I just talked about. That wouldn't have happened if it was president, can't even say the name, right? Without those accomplishments, wouldn't have happened. He kept the big thing. He went to battle for those ideas. We win on ideas. We win on ideas. I think we need to be, again, more emotional about it, because sometimes as Republicans, we go to door to door with the 15-page energy policy, unfortunately. And the Democrats go door to door with the bullet points. They're much better at that, used to be, than we are. We're trying, and again, Oklahoma, we've done this for a while, because I've been talking about this for 20 years. Our ideas win if we define those ideas differently. If we can go toe-to-toe with any Democrat, what we believe, what they believe, and we put our ideas out in the marketplace. Sometimes we forget that. Otherwise, the Republic that we've all talked about, I don't know if you watched the first couple Democrat debates. I know it's tough. I know it's tough. And you don't have to watch the whole 2-hour debate. But you need, and I mean this, you and your, and I put my kids in front of the TV for them to see it. They need to see that. It's very important that we just don't listen to ourselves talk. We need to know what the other side's talking about. I've always talked about this too. But I've been involved, again, for over 20 years. I know people in this room have been, there's many that have been involved longer than that. I've never heard what I've seen on those recent debates in my life coming out of the Democrat Party right now. Never. It is so far left it's really hard for me to believe. And they have to go far left because the grassroots of their party has pulled them so far left that you can't be a nominee in the Democrat Party without going that far left. Well, that's not a good excuse. But I've never heard. I've been involved in numerous presidential campaigns over the decades. And I think you, many of you all here can probably agree with that. What's going on? This country is very divided. Very divided. But we have to make sure that we have the tools, that we define it the right way to, again, keep that republic. We will if we do it the right way. If you can continue to send me elected officials that then pass the baton and their microphone, frankly, to that next generation, we'll continue to keep it. But we can't jump 10 steps ahead and think that we can't make sure that we are doing the blocking and tackling, that we're in the foxholes from a grassroots perspective and a grassroots level. That's where it happens. And that's where it's going to happen again and again in Oklahoma, to keep Oklahoma, again, move us as a top 10 state and keep us the reddest state in the country. Can't thank you enough, again, for being here, for supporting your, again, local county party. Again, Joe, thanks for cooking for us. You did a good job. God bless you. God bless this county, this state, this country. My door is always open to you down at the state capitol. Thank you all so much. Appreciate you. Thank you. Joe, I am going to have to leave here in a couple minutes, but because I am, do you want me to see if there's any, ask any questions at all, or do you have maybe a couple questions? I always like to throw it open just in case there wasn't something that someone might have for me, because again, I'm going to have to leave before, yes. Whitehouse.gov. Actually, all you need to do, it's real easy. Google Trump accomplishments. And you do have them. See? Look at this. Every county party should have these. And you should take these anywhere you go. And if someone says, why do I vote for him again? You can say, here's why. That's all you got to do. You don't even have an argument in the grocery store. just hand over some of the accomplishments. No one's perfect. You're not going to find a perfect candidate. They don't exist. Accomplishments speak for themselves, and there's four pages of them.